I meditate in the stream of time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. I meditate in the stream of time. All of us live in the stream of time. All time is now. We say that, we believe that, we know that, but yet we also know that time is movement. Time is action. Time is point to point, because we live in a relative world. And in the relative world, we have things happening. We have action. And this makes time. Without action, without a relative relationship between ideas and between things, there'd be no time. Because in truth, all is an is. And an is stands by itself without any relationship to anything else, and it has no time, it has no beginning nor end. This is one of Einstein's theories that he has shown so beautifully in his writings, his work, his teachings, his trainings. And we will one day come to believe that. And when we believe that, then we will experience all that the now means for us right now. We will experience all that now is in the allness. It's quite exciting. Quite exciting. So, when I say I meditate in the stream of time, I am but a thought that is existing without any relativity to anything else. I'm just a thought, and that thought is health. And health has no relationship to illness. It has no relationship to better health or worse health or good, better, or best. It is an is. And soon we'll come to that awareness in our consciousness, and we'll experience it instantly. But until we come to that awareness, we have to apparently go by step, go by thought by thought that leads us into the awareness of every little thing that we want to be. I am all that is. That's a great statement, but that presumes that there are many things that are. And then we say all is in divine order. That's a very relative statement, because it's saying that all things that I am in my isness, in my amness, in my beingness, are in divine order right now. That there is an order for things. There is a past and a future and a present. And these things are quite exciting, but they are games we play. And the more exciting the game, the more imaginative the game, the more we feel the game is worth playing. Now, when soccer players or hockey players or football players or players of any games at all get going, the crowd goes wild. And they say, Casey at the bat. And they say, hit him that. Knock him out. Stop him on first base. Stop him on second. Home runs. And oh, they're shouting all sorts of wonderful things. And they're shouting action. Now, when we take Tiger Woods as a golfer, for instance, Tiger Woods is a person who lives in the now, a rather remarkable young man. He plays so excellently and so perfectly that he is winning virtually everything. And how does he do this? Each time he goes to tee up, what he does, he sees the ball going exactly where he wants it to go. Each time he goes to pick his ball out of the field or out of the fairway or wherever, he sees it going exactly where he wants it to go. Now, Tiger Woods is an exceptional player. He is an exceptional psychologist for his age, which it makes no difference. But he's an exceptional psychologist. You see, Tiger Woods has done and does do perfection golf, and does it perfectly. He looks at the ball and tells the ball virtually where it's going to go, and he puts the ball right where he wants it to be. Now, if Tiger Woods did what he could do all the time, nobody would want to play with him, because Tiger Woods has the capacity to hit the ball and put it in the cup from any tee that he shoots off. He has the ability to have the ball go around corners virtually, if that's his choice, and he has done it. And he just sort of fluffs it off as, yeah, it was a good shot. Yeah, it was not a good shot. It was what he intended to do. It was exactly what he intended to do. And you see, that's what it's all about. I meditate in the stream of time. It's what I intend to do. What do you intend to do? Do it. And if you're going to play the Tiger Woods game and say, well, yeah, that was a good shot. I did good there. That's fine. That's what he intended to do. Now, if every golfer that he played with, he would beat the jabbers out of him, they wouldn't care to play with him. He would go in and pick up every trophy. He would go in and pick up every cup. He would go in and win every tournament. And soon the other players would not be at all interested in playing with him, because he is playing by a different set of rules from which they are playing. They are playing by a set of rules of their physical skill, of their mental agility. He is playing the game by his spiritual awareness that it is already done. This, we might say, is meditating in the stream of time. In each game he plays, he sees himself accomplishing what he wants to do. Now, he puts himself a little bit ahead of the other players, but not far enough to show off that he could do everything if he wanted to do it. He plays beautifully, he plays well, he plays carefully, he plays magically, and this is how everything is done when you're doing it in the now. Is Tiger Woods the only person who does that? Hardly. There are many gamesters throughout the world who play their game with such wizardry, with such perfection, because they see it done. And then for them to play with other players, for them to invite other players to play with them, they have to play somewhere in the middle range. They cannot play as a winner every time, because it would be far less exciting for those playing with them. And this is true for you and me too, as we meditate in the stream of time. As we see everything done, soon there are those who come to us and say, oh, sure, you're a master. You can do these things because you're so great. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You're glorious. You can accomplish these things, but we can't. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my goodness, everyone can. The moment anyone decides to put the rules of the game in motion, anyone can accomplish whatever that game has for them to play. And it's that simple. It's that simple, and it's done that way. Are you willing to give up having everyone be your friend? Are you willing to give up having everyone tell you what's going on? Are you willing to give that up? Are you willing to be perfect? And of course, think about it. Once you begin to live in that super perfection, you will create about you people who are in that super perfection. You'll create about you people who are on your same level of genius. And don't be surprised. You're good, but you can be so much more. You can be so much more wonderful, so much more fantastic, if you're willing to let go and let it happen. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to meditate in the stream of time and come up with the realization of that you are the genius that you are fantastic? Can you come up with the idea that you are indeed a Tiger Woods who has excellent concentration, excellent realization, excellent achievement in whatever he chooses to do, but he also has a wisdom. He has the wisdom not to win everything and not to win by such great margins as he can. Because if he did, the relative world would have no use for him, and the game as he plays it would have no use for him. And you say, well, wow, if he's that good and he can do that well, there's other places. That's true. And when players drop out of the game because they are exquisite, you can be sure they're dropping into some other game that we may not be aware of, in which their skill is perhaps the medium level of the ultimate that they can accomplish. Think of these things for yourself. You can do anything Tiger Woods can do. You can do anything any skilled person who recognizes the divine genius within them can do. And you can do it now, and you can do it wonderfully, and you can do it perfectly. It's just a matter of being one-pointed. Being one-pointed in everything you do. And it works out so fantastically. So fantastically. Don't judge others. Just do your best. One-pointedly. And as you progress in this direction, you'll find that you are a magic person indeed. For you are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And I send you my love and my blessings and my awareness that you, this day, are aware of your super genius and are expressing it in everything you do. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.